Welcome to Pagan Coffee Talk. Here are your hosts, Oswin and Lord Knight. Today, we found this article, and it was entitled, Can Wicca's Two Equal Deities, Once Celebrated as Revolutionary, Make Room for Non-Binary Believers?
It was an interesting article.
Well, it was. There were a couple of points that we don't agree with. Let's start with the ones we do agree with. Basically, they were saying that in Wicca, we celebrate the union of the masculine and the feminine, which we do. Mm-hmm. Priests and priestesses, God and goddess.
Right.
Earth-based traditions.
Yeah.
The fact that we believe that deity does not have a gender, but that we perceive them as such because it's the way we understand them.
Yes, they are a reflection of us because we are gendered. We perceive them as gendered.
Right.
And that deity itself is actually nothing more than energy or thought that does not have a body like me and you. So it doesn't have a gender. It doesn't have to worry about such things.
Right. And then we come to the place in the article where things start getting interesting. So they've interviewed this guy named Steve Kinson. He's a co-founder of the Temple of Witchcraft in New Hampshire. He calls the introduction of the goddess into pagan worship revolutionary. I don't know if I agree with that. I think it's always been God and goddess.
Well, I mean, even in the Catholic faith, at one point, Mary the Mother was actually referred to as the Queen of Heaven.
Right.
So again, this is not some foreign concept completely out there that there is a feminine to the masculine.
Right.
So this idea even translates through multiple religions. Not only ours, but others.
Right. And then he goes on to say, you know, that because of this new revolutionary idea of introducing the goddess into pagan practice, you know, he does say that it drew a lot of people to the craft, especially feminists.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was an opportunity for them to deify the feminine.
True.
Right. He does say that the male-female binary reflects the theological importance of polarity.
So still don't have a problem.
You know, right. So you've got the balance of, you know, two different sides.
Exactly.
So now the article states that because of this, the two sexes, the binary positions, the polarities, they're saying that those of us in the gay community are starting to feel or have felt like we were being erased.
I don't see that, but.
Right. I don't either. But that, you know, they're saying that they've been feeling like they were being excluded.
Well, see, that's not exactly true. Because always, even in Wicca, and in craft, too, homosexuality's been seen in nature. You have the gay penguins. You know, mm-hmm. I've seen a video with two gay lions and so forth and so on. So this is behavior that extends throughout nature. What doesn't is this transgender idea.
Well, and that's where this article's going. It's the whole gender ideology that's been going around.
Well, my problem is right here, they're trying to lump us in with the transgender thing.
Yes.
And that's not what's going on here.
No, it's not.
They're talking, this article is really just about transgender. It's not about gays and lesbians and bisexuals. All right. So there's sort of this misgiving here, and they're sort of lying to you. Gay and lesbians always been accepted because it's part of nature. It's the transgenderism some of us have a problem with because it's not nature. it's not something we find in nature. It goes against the actual flow of nature.
Right. I mean, they are talking about the words that they use are gendered assumptions. And my whole thing here is, like you, this has nothing to do with the craft.
No.
Your identity politics has nothing to do with the craft.
And again, and I will go ahead and say this, all right? Because we need to. If this is the way you want to believe, if this is the way you want to worship, that's your business.
Oh, absolutely.
When you start forcing it down my throat, I have a problem. We've said it before, and I'll say it again.
Our only animosity toward Christianity or toward any other religion or philosophy of life is to the extent that its institutions have claimed to be the only way and have sought to deny freedom to others and to suppress other ways of religious practice and belief.
Again, we're holding to this principle. You can believe this, but when you start trying to tell me I have to, I have a problem.
Right.
These people have a superiority complex. They think they're superior to everyone and that they can tell us what in the world to believe. You can't.
Right.
Stop. I mean, I know it goes on farther in that article saying that, you know, they think people like us are dying off. We're not. We're just being quiet. We stepped away from the limelight. We just quit talking to y'all.
Right.
Because our elders saw this crap coming. They thought it was going to die off, but it didn't.
Right.
But again, they have become this authoritarian sect of the pagan community that think they can tell us what in the world we should and should not believe.
Right. I mean, just because they've adapted to this thought process or this ideology that's going around now doesn't mean that the rest of us have to.
No.
And that's great that this is working for them and that they've been able to adopt, you know, ritual and other processes, magic, whatever, to meet their needs. And if it works for them, that's fine.
There are honest beliefs that we have. It is considered to be beneath the station of someone who guards the pathway of life.
Mm-hmm.
To kill anything.
Right.
It's below their station. This is a fundamental belief that we have that women shouldn't have to kill. Not because
right.
they can't, but because it's below their station in life. They are above this type of thing. And you want me to change this part of my belief system because you don't want to believe there's a such thing as gender? Are boys and girls? I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
We say we follow nature. Well, that means that we have to follow biology. Biology says there's only male and female. Sorry. Yes, we have intersex, but intersex is where it's gone wrong.
Well, and intersex it's rare.
It's rare, but it's when it's gone wrong. It's the same thing like, you know, being born blind or deaf or with Down syndrome. It's where the process had a hiccup. It happens. It's not another gender.
Right.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I have sympathy for these people and they need their treatments and stuff that they need to survive. That's different than me sitting here going, oh, well, you know what? I saw a rainbow, so therefore I feel like a woman today.
Right.
And then you still have this whole entire thing of with these people is they keep on doing this and they want to attack us, you know, ethically or morally on this, but they never want to attack our actual belief systems. I mean, example, like the initiation, since mm-hmm. we believe in it and that it takes a witch to make a witch and the other side believes basically you can just declare yourself a witch. I can't tell these people not to believe this way. I can look at them and say, hey, you know what? Quit demonize me because I do.
Right.
And if you get upset because I don't perceive you as a witch, that's your problem, not mine. Because my understanding is that theory goes along the lines of if one believes themselves a witch, they are. Not that their family believes it, not that their dog believes it, not that some weirdo, you know, on the other side of the country believes it.
Right.
That you and you alone believe it. I mean, we get told a lot of times that we're nuts for believing in magic.
Oh, absolutely.
But it doesn't change our beliefs. Mm-hmm. I mean, we normally look at it and go, okay, fine, whatever, if that's what you don't.
Right. Well, I mean, that's how they believe. I mean, and it's just like with this article, there's another lady, her name is Janine Nelson Hoffman. Says she's an elder high priestess, and she serves on the board of a national organization called the Covenant of the Goddess. And she says that she's already making changes in her own coven.
Good for her.
And that she believes, right, that trans, non-binary, lesbian, gays were all part of humanity. And that if you exclude any of them, then you're excluding experiences from your spirituality. Okay, but now here's my saying. Well, let me finish this out. She also says, I don't believe your spirituality can be whole because you are excluding part of humanity. Okay, that's fine. That's the way she believes.
Right.
My problem with this is these trans and non-binary, lesbian and other gay people have nothing to do with my spirituality.
Exactly.
So if I choose to exclude any of these other people, and I'm a gay man, by the way, if I choose to exclude any of these other people from my practice, that's my business. And it has no impact on my spirituality whatsoever.
Again, well, like when we do our classes, okay, you've heard me say it so many times, you know it by heart. And all the other people from Lord Lou all the way to Lady Maya in Ravenwood, none of us will ever sit there and tell you we're teaching you the way. All we're saying is we're going to teach you a way.
Right.
And that's it. Don't expect anything more. Don't expect anything less. You have to remember, people choose with their feet. You walk in of your own free will, you're going to leave of your own free will.
Absolutely.
I don't understand why in the world people can't just say, okay, it's fine for you to believe this way. But what I keep on hearing from these people is, no, you must do what we say. And these are also the same people who will sit there and have a hissy fit as soon as it's a Christian person saying it to them. You are just as bad as them.
Yeah, you're doing the same thing.
This, to me, if you were doing this, you're not a member of craft. We don't do this. Y'all need to stop and back the hell off.
Right.
I mean, there is a traditional witchcraft community that still lurks underneath all of this. And I'm talking like us who believe that you have to be a member of a coven to be a witch. We are still out there. We are still there. We might be as vocal as the rest of you, because we're tired of fighting with y'all over stupid shit. But we're still here. You still need to respect us just the same way we respect you.
Right. I mean there's nothing that says you can't believe your own way. That you can't practice craft the way you feel you need to practice it. Or what feels most comfortable for you. But it doesn't entitle you to tell me how to practice my craft.
That I must accept something, that I must not accept the, or do this or do that. I don't remember voting any of these people popes of the witches.
No. Well, and even in the article, I mean, she does say that she's this Janine Hoffman. She does counsel people. And I don't know if that's her polite way of saying she's telling people this is what they need to do. Or if she's making suggestions, I don't know that for sure. But she says that she counsels people to not wait until you have non-gender conforming people show up at your door.
Okay.
In order to make changes.
No, first of all, let's think about this rationally. The majority, 94% of the population, is freaking straight.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well plan. That's kind of like the majority of the world is right-handed. All right? Unless you're left-handed, you don't know what in the world that's like. But it will never be the other way around. It's impossible.
You have nothing to compare it to.
When I'm sitting there watching a woman sitting there saying that she's a lesbian and pointing to her non-binary boyfriend. Oh, we're part of the LGBT. No, you're not. You're a straight couple LARPing.
Right.
Come on.
No, I agree.
And I mean, these are the same people that want to tell me how to believe. They think they are wise enough. I'm not wise enough to tell them what in the world to believe. But they right. are to me. No.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Again, there's that superiority complex that they have. You'll need to take a chill pill.
You know, it is a little discouraging.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, it's really nice because we posted this as part of a discussion on our Discord. And
yes, we did.
And we had quite a few people speaking up against the views in the article.
Yes.
And it's encouraging to note that there are others, that you and I are not the only ones.
No,
who believe
we're
this
not.
Way. You know, we may only be a handful of people, but it's still encouraging to know that there are others.
I mean,
who feel this way and believe this way.
I mean, let's admit it. The traditional witchcraft community is a very small community at large.
Yes, it is. Yes.
All right. I mean, honestly and truly, when we get down to it, we're a very small sect.
And it may be getting smaller, but that's fine.
It is nice to see people following and listening. I mean, I'm not saying we're getting some, you know, rush, bang, boom.
No,
you know,
of course not.
Or anything like that. But I mean, we do exist. I'm still teaching people.
Right.
We still have people wanting to come and take classes. I'm not saying we're growing, but we're not shrinking either.
Right. You know, and not all of those people are going to stay with us. So, you know.
No, just because you take classes with us does not necessarily mean you get initiated. Or that you even asked to get initiated.
Well, no. We still believe the whole vote with your feet. If there's something that you feel you can't live with, by all means, leave. Go find something that fits you.
We've talked about this before. The one lady that showed up who was an extreme feminist.
Yes.
In class, and, you know, we both sat there and said, you know, it wouldn't have bothered me if she just got up and just said, no, this ain't for me. I'm leaving now.
Right.
You know, the fact that she didn't come back, no mean to her or anything. She seemed really nice. I don't understand.
There were no hard feelings. And I don't think she left. From her point, I don't think she left on bad terms anyway. I just think she got upset with something and decided she couldn't agree with that, and that was the straw for her.
And again, that's fine. But how do we go from that to suddenly you must start doing this? You must start believing this way. You must start believing that the gods are non-binary.
I believe that the gods and the goddesses, you know, deity is non-gendered.
But
it still has a polarity. It still has a masculine and a feminine side to it.
Well, I mean, it has the active and the passive.
Yes. And I'm not going to change that belief.
I mean, no matter what in the world we do, these still exist.
Right.
You know, perceived as masculine or feminine or polarities is still the same thing.
Yes, it is. It's still the same thing.
you know, you're getting all upset because, yes, we are still going to refer to it as a god and a goddess.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going to suddenly start using some whacked out term because you want inclusion in my circle.
Right.
I'm
not going to use some obscure pronoun for my deity.
I mean, because again, would you like me to come into your circle and start telling you what in the hell to do?
No, right. That would not go over very well.
So, I mean, I really do. I have to ask these people. If somebody freaking answer the question for once. Why do y'all feel justified in telling us how in the hell we're supposed to believe? Seriously.
Right. Well, I mean, one of the comments on our Discord was, "My house, my rules. You don't like it, leave."
There's
no hard feelings, but this is the way we do things here. And if you don't like it, don't come. Or if you're already here and you find out, leave.
Again, I don't mind debate. Debate is fine. But when you're sitting there telling me and basically coming off like a authoritarian dictator, and next thing I'm going to have to start asking you is, at what extent are you going to go to make me believe this?
Right.
Are you going to bring back the dunkings? Are you going to bring back the pressings?
Well,
are you going to start burning people back on the pyres?
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, how far are you going to take it?
We've been through this before. You know, there's this constant, my way, my way, my way. At the rate it's going, everything it seems like they're trying to do is make everything more homogenous. Everything just like everything else.
Right. And that's not what's supposed to be happening.
Why at the same time screaming out individuality? It's not. It's just everybody's going to wind up looking and being the same.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And
I don't think that will ever work.
God, I hope it don't.
Right? We'll be clones of each other.
Again, you can believe whatever you want. If this is the way you want to worship, that's your business.
Right.
It's not mine. I am not judging that. These are the reasons why I don't like it. And this is the reasons you need. If you want me to change my mind, you're going to have to start fighting.
Yes.
Instead of just coming at me that I'm a bad guy. I mean, it's the same thing for like our initiation thing. All right. Until you start breaking down my pillars of what in the world I base it on, you're not going to change my mind just coming after me. Ew, you're mean.
Right.
You're not nice. That ain't fair. Because, you know, you sort of have to ask these people, what is fair? What are you judging fair by?
It's exactly. You know, and what I don't see as fair is that nobody else is telling these people that they can't do this, but yet they expect us to make all the changes. I mean, not too long ago, we saw a TikTok from a Lutheran church. A Lutheran church. Who changed their doxology to include a non-binary deity who goes by the pronoun of they. Really?
Really?
You have just destroyed Christianity.
Because it is supposed to be a personal connection. You need a personal word, and they is not it.
Right. I mean, when you go and you start you start breaking down the very basis of religion, of any religion, you've destroyed its core.
Yes.
How do you expect that's going to survive?
Well, I sometimes I think that might be the point.
Oh, that they're just trying to destroy it? Trying to get rid of it.
Yeah. Because, you know, any free thought out there is, you know, evil.
Yeah. But see, if they do that, then they can't call themselves Wiccan anymore.
Funny how that is.
You know, they say they don't want to be part of an organized religion. Now, we've had that argument before. I'm not going to go into detail, but
I don't want to be part of an organized religion, but yet you must follow and believe the way I do.
Right.
No,
it don't work that way, honey.
Darling, and I'm sorry, it's going to take a little bit more. I was raised Southern Baptist. I know some of that brimstone and fire.
Absolutely, yes.
Make you go home and have some nightmares.
Mm-hmm. Talk about stepping on some toes. So, yeah.
This is my only problem is, again, I feel like I am being... Someone is forcing their religion down my throat. And all I keep on saying is back off.
Right, because that's not what we do.
That's not what we do. And if this is what you're doing, you're not a pagan. You're something else.
Right.
You know, from Thorn Mooney all the way down. It is time y'all stop.
And I was just going to say, I think it boils down to what we've said time and time again. I don't force you to believe a certain way or believe in certain things. You don't force me to believe a certain way or believe in certain things.
Thank you.
I don't know what happened to the whole live and let live that used to be a part of the pagan mindset, but we need to get back to that, and we need to start living in harmony again.
Mm-hmm. Start cleaning up our own backyards before we go cleaning up somebody else's.
Right?
You and I don't
agree with each other on some things. And we have people that we talk to on a regular basis. There are people in our coven that there are things we don't agree on.
Exactly.
But we don't hold any animosity towards each other for that. We accept our differences and we move on.
I mean, well, again, we're back to this, the way the more traditional, what me and you are used to. We know a lot of other traditions here.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the whole entire mindset back there was not my tradition.
Right.
You know, yes, you can be respectful, ask questions and try to figure out what in the world's going on, but not be insulting and stuff like that. They're not going to chop your head off because you look confused, because they understand you're a different tradition than them.
Right. Absolutely.
You're supposed to look confused.
Right. It's natural. It's okay.
It's okay. We know this. It's easy for me to go down to Ravenwood and look at Lady. Not my tradition. I'm going to stand right here where you told me to be.
Right. You tell me what you need to do and I'll do it.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. May I have another?
I might have some questions later, but for now, this is the, we'll just go with it.
We'll go with it.
Right.
At the end of the day, it doesn't hurt to be courteous.
No. And it doesn't hurt to be different.
No. You know, and it does not hurt. And it does not hurt to be respectful.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week for another episode. Pagan Coffee Talk is brought to you by Life Temple and Seminary. Please visit us at lifetempleseminary.org for more information, as well as links to our social media, Facebook, Discord, Twitter, YouTube, and Reddit.
We travel down this trodden path, a maze of stone and mire. Just hold my hand as we pass by a sea of blazing pyres. And so it is the end of our days, so walk with me till morning breaks. And so it is the end of our days, so walk with me till morning breaks.